As I explained in my Secret of Creation article, everything is created from thought, but also belief with faith in a proactive way, or in an accidental way, and from things we think, say, or imaginally visualize. The key word here is everything. Things don't just happen. There's no external force or higher power making things happen or come into being. It's just us. And what happens is a result of this collective thought. We manifested it. We conjured it up. Not one entity at the top. It was the collective us. Whatever situation we're now in isn't something we specifically asked for, but the result of masses of jumbled up thoughts, desires, wishes, prayers, and imaginations coming together to create it, as well as influences facilitating the circumstances we find ourselves in from time to time. Every element of every situation has some good in it for some people, although the overall effect for everyone may be counterproductive. Whether it's war, change of government, climate evolution, or a pandemic, it's the accidental result of the way people are thinking or being manipulated into thinking through the negative impact of social and mainstream media in all their forms. In short, too much communication. It's often, I asked for this and I'm grateful for it, but I didn't ask for that, or wish for that, or that, or that. How do we resolve this? We, as a collective, don't know what we would wish to happen should the current state of affairs be reversed, or we have differing intentions, dreams, and visions that are likely incompatible. The only thing we can do is craft our own personal future. Just you or I, no one else. We cannot decide for others. We have different time frames for what we want. So, let's start the time machine and get out of here. Will this work? Yes, but only if you believe it will. And there's a catch. You see, saying to yourself, well, I'll give it a go and see what happens, isn't going to cut it. You must truly believe and keep faith it does work. No ifs, no buts, no how or why, just plain, simple belief and faith, or blind faith, if you prefer. This is the process I outlined in my article, The Secret of Creation. There's a video in the Freedom Academy, but it was part of a presentation and only described a much shortened version of how it's done. Here's what you do. First, allow yourself 5 to 15 minutes in the environment you find most productive for thinking and writing, with a blank sheet of paper and a pen or pencil. Do not use a keyboard or screen of any kind. This must be done manually. Second, set a time frame, usually 3 to 5 years, and then perhaps another of 1 year and maybe 10 years. You can do each on separate occasions if you wish. Set your date in the target year as today's date. Third, write out by hand, in the present tense, what you are experiencing in your life at the time you've chosen, starting, this is important, starting with the words, it is the 25th of December 2029, and I am so happy and grateful now. Think of these words as a magic code or switch. Don't leave it out or change it. Then let the words come to you as you write. Stay away from the detail and positively avoid any consideration of how what you are describing may have come about. Stick to what you're experiencing in this future time. Take care to avoid slipping into the future tense, I will be, while you are writing this. Next, find someone you trust to just listen without questioning or objecting. It's a good idea to work with someone who is doing the same exercise at the same time. Stay in the present tense. It's still the future you've chosen, and your statement and read your statement aloud to your partner in believing. They don't need to do anything, just listen. Then come back to the time machine, to the now. If two or more are carrying out this exercise, congratulate each other and celebrate on having designed your future. Finally, review the statement monthly to reinforce your intention. You can use the process described in my Seagulls article to craft plans and action to bring about the seagull you've just outlined. You have a choice. Do this with full belief and make it happen, or just go with the flow, wondering what's happening now and what's going to happen next, which will, of course, be focused on what other people have envisaged. Do you want to be creator of your destiny or part of theirs?